Welcome, folks. In this video, we're going to take a look at what Alex Jones has to say about Q. A week ago, he put out this video called Alex Jones Exposes the True History of Q. Breaking. And we are going to watch this together, and I'm going to react to it because it's a doozy. Alex Jones sure says some shit in this one. Makes quite a fool of himself. So, a little bit of backstory. If you are newer to Q or weren't really around in the 2017-18 timeframe, there's quite a bit of history there you might have missed, particularly history when it comes to InfoWars, different InfoWars affiliates like Alex Jones, another gentleman by the name of Jerome Corsi, and others, how they basically tried to infiltrate, undermine Q. Alex Jones brought out this so-called insider. It wasn't an insider, it was full of shit, but it was a guy who they claimed to be an insider that went by the name of Zach. They brought him out on the InfoWars show, and they said, oh yeah, Zach has connections to Q, or I can't even count how many times over the last 4 or 5 years Alex Jones has said, oh yeah, I talked to Q, blah. Yeah, there's been a lot of crap. And really, Alex might be a little jealous that the Q movement's kind of taken away some of his pull, some of his prominence. Also, within the Q posts, they were calling out InfoWars and certain InfoWars affiliates. And they call that InfoWars as being basically an intelligence-ran, controlled opposition outfit. So, yeah, there's been some drama there between the Q movement and InfoWars. And InfoWars and different InfoWars affiliates have, over and over again, tried to undermine, subvert, infiltrate the idea of Q and the Q movement itself. Whether early 2021, a lot of InfoWars connected folks were calling it Operation Trust. Q is Operation Trust. It's a Bolshevik psyop that's being ran. The deep state's behind it. Then a few years ago, though, Alex Jones is all aboard the Q train when he figured it useful to his own, you know, clout seeking, I guess. You can think of it that way. It's just, they flip-flop, they're back and forth, whether it's Alex Jones. Honestly, Mike Adams has done it a little bit. David Knight, there's been a few others too connected to InfoWars that really just either don't know shit about Q or act like they know shit about Q or have some weird agenda about it. Anyway, let's get into it now. I'm going to play this on 1.5 speed. Let's hope we can stand Alex Jones at 1.5 speed. Because it's about 28 minutes long of a video, but I want to go through it quickly. There might be sections that I skip through. You might see like a jump cut or something edited in the video where it was just him kind of blabbering and I figured it was dead space we can cut out. And I will give my commentary throughout this video. So let's go ahead and get into it.
I inspired Q. Paul Joseph Watson did. InfoWars did.
Right off the bat there, to claim that Alex Jones inspired Q or InfoWars inspired Q. I think the psyop-y tactics of InfoWars, yeah, you could say inspired Q, but not in a good way. I think whoever was behind the Q posts there, one reason they did Q was because the alt media, whole realm of alternative media is so screwed by grifters and infiltrators and people who are clearly controlled and they run a bunch of psyops. So, yeah, a lot of these folks are probably why Q was made, but not in the way that Alex Jones is trying to claim here. Let's continue.
In the election, WikiLeaks gave birth to Q. WikiLeaks is real. The pedophilia, the child kidnapping rings that are in the emails with John Podesta and all the rest of it and Tony Podesta, that's all real.
Hold on, he's jumping around here. I thought it was InfoWars that inspired Q. Now it's WikiLeaks that inspired Q? Even though Q started posting over a year after WikiLeaks dropped their emails. Now he's jumping into talking about Pizzagate and the John Podesta emails. Yeah, what's he trying to say?
So how do you counter something like that? Well, they come out with saying it's really in a pizza place in D.C., not at farmhouses in New York and Illinois and in California. So they divert off onto the pizza place that did have a bunch of creepy weird stuff and did have some of the people involved in stuff going there.
They muted his cough.
And so you kill a real story with a fake story that discredits it.
Okay, he's got a point there. In fact, that might be sort of what happened to the whole Pizzagate saga. They discredit the whole thing with some planned disinformation. Sure, yeah. Isn't that exactly what InfoWars has been doing to Q these past 3 or 4 years? Oh, shoot. Alex Jones is kind of talking about himself there, but...
And that's what happened there. And then a lot of patriots, some in the Trump administration and some in U.S. intelligence, saw that InfoWars got major heat for exposing the pedophile rings and Jeffrey Epstein, and they said, let's do it anonymously and put out intel from our people inside the White House when Trump first got elected, and let's really energize the grassroots and have like a secret propaganda arm that tells the truth but releases stuff too hot to handle to the public.
Okay, a couple of things there. Number one, again, he's claiming that, I guess, the white hats around Trump, they did it because of InfoWars and things InfoWars was revealing, like the pedophilia. Honestly, where has that been? How much did Alex Jones talk about Epstein before 2018? I don't know the answer to that question. I think that would be quite enlightening to see whether Alex is bullshitting here or not, to find that out. And honestly, with how long InfoWars has been a media platform, what, going on 25, 30 years even? I figure they would be able to do a hell of a lot more stuff and break a lot more stories than they have, honestly. Like, why weren't they reporting on Podesta back in 2012, 13? I mean, Andrew Breitbart was. He was making tweets about John Podesta being a, you know, dreg. Was AJ doing that? Huh. And also...
And that was a consortium of people in the White House. They tried to do what InfoWars does, but not putting their name on it.
Do what InfoWars does, but not put their name on it. No, they're not doing what InfoWars does at all. That seems to be a big agenda of AJ here, is to prop himself up and InfoWars as being like the reason all this happened. And he was saying that it's a secret. They wanted to do this in secret. No, they obviously didn't do it in secret. That's kind of the point of Q, is to do this publicly in a way that has a lot of plausible deniability behind it, but it's not secret at all. Doesn't sound like AJ knows jack shit about this subject, honestly.
Within a month, it got taken away on the 8chan and the 4chan boards by the other side. I came out and said, it's been compromised, it's bad, get away from it. Then a tug of war happened. Then big tech would let Q information be promoted and pushed to the top everywhere, knowing that would make people get involved with it and think it was real and popular. Well, we were...
A lot of false things about that. Number one, Alex Jones did not come out after a month and say it was compromised. They had their Zach Insider that I mentioned earlier. They were pushing him. It was about April or May 2018. So this was 6 months after Q first started posting. So Alex Jones and InfoWars was trying to basically dick ride Q for at least 6 to 7 months. And then once Q called them out, Q called InfoWars out in May 2018. That's when they changed up their tactics, InfoWars and Alex Jones. So that's a false exaggeration on his part. Second, what else was he saying here?
We're all being suppressed.
Oh, he was saying that big tech was trending Q at the top of everything to get people into it. No, actually. I was basically one of the first people on the internet to start talking about Q. I was actually the person that InfoWars asked to bring Q to their audience at the end of... in November 2017. This was back when I didn't question InfoWars as much, and I was like, oh yeah, why not? More places to get my name out there. So I went on to InfoWars and talked about Q. They never brought me back on after that, after I did the podcast on InfoWars. It was their War Room podcast. I didn't talk to Alex Jones, but I went on to War Room and talked with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. After that show, they never brought me back on again to talk about Q. They basically took it. Like, they had Alex Jones and their affiliates then take the story and roll with, like, false narratives with it after I brought it to their audiences. And, really weird stuff he's saying here. What was my point? Oh, yeah, big tech's trending it. No, not at all. Like, I had a trending video on YouTube in November 2017 that hit the trending page, because this was well before they started clamping down on their algorithms. But come February 2018, a bunch of us started getting our YouTube channels removed, and yeah, they shadow banned the shit out of Q stuff. To say that they trended it is, that's some BS.
Adam in Oklahoma has a question. He says, who is Q?
Oh, so it looks like they had all the sound bites, like the main sound bites they wanted to put first minute of this video. Then we're getting into a caller question about Q, and that's what spurs his rant here.
Would you like to elaborate on that? And then I'll tell you who Q is.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Alex.
I'll tell you who Q is.
A few years ago, you painted some broad brush strokes about who Q was and how it possibly had exchanged hands and things like that. And at one point, you threatened that if they didn't come out and say who they were themselves, that you were going to do it. And, you know, I can't listen all the time, but maybe you did cover it at some point. But I never did hear names named about who Q is.
Well, I'm on record saying that Q was lying, that Trump would be back in office on January 20th.
Q never said that. There was never a Q post about Trump being back in office ever. So that is a... that's a false typecast. That's a, you know. And then, Alex Jones did come out and claim that, oh, I know Q. I'm going to reveal the identity, blah, blah, blah. That never happened. So.
And.
Right. But do you have names of who Q is?
Well, let me talk for a second, okay? Q is such a horrible thing that I hate to even talk about it. All right?
So horrible.
Q is anonymous. So it's when people would call in and ask me, who is the anonymous hacking group? It's any group wants to call themselves anonymous. It's the same thing with Q. It's called esoterica or occult. Occult means hidden. When you see the movie Eyes Wide Shut, based on real things that went on, when they go to the satanic orgy where the woman's killed, you don't know who anyone is. They're wearing masks. So that's why historically people wearing masks generally aren't the good guys.
Kind of.
And so it's a tar baby
salad is
because
this?
People love a puzzle. They love a scavenger hunt. And they want to feel like they're part of something magic, and secretly getting orders from President Trump, and that everything was fine, and everybody was going to get arrested, and Trump was going to end up being emperor, and everything was fine, and it was all a delusion to make people think everything was okay so the Democrats could steal the election. And yes, I do.
Kessie, he's kind of towing the line of the whole Operation Trust, which InfoWars was big pushing early last year. And also, there's this common narrative said by InfoWars, and not just InfoWars people, but others as well, that, oh, Q got compromised. Q might have been legit for a month, but... but then the boards got compromised, and the CIA has been running ever since. That, there's so many reasons why that is just a lame narrative, and it can easily be proven that it's fake and lame. There were confirmations, basically until Q stopped posting in December 2020, that showed us that Trump and Trump's crew was in control of it the whole time. If Q had ever become compromised, we would have known. You know, Trump would have came out, disavowed it in some way. Others would as well. So, yeah, it's just lame narratives that are often promoted by people who don't know what they're talking about, or they have an agenda to disinform.
You know what happened with Q. I do know who started it. I do know what happened with it, but no one wants the truth, so I won't tell you. How about that?
Because you don't know, you fat, blubbering polish it.
What do you think of this?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I do think it's a psyop for sure. But it seems to me like it's just time to take the mask off this Cobra Commander if there is names to name, that they create this boogeyman. And if the government wanted to know who it was, they would find out, you know, in days if they wanted to. But they don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this caller was planned or coordinated to come out with this question and these narratives. And that's a damn good question, but not for the reason why this guy thinks it's a good question. If Q was just a dude in his basement, then why hasn't the government found said basement dweller that created Q or something like that regard, right? I mean,
you know, I'm in a unique position to know things a lot of people don't know, and in many cases to protect the innocent.
I know a lot.
I'm not going to say who started it, but I can tell you they were only in control of it for about a month, and then it got taken away by a bunch of disinfo experts and operatives right out of the CIA. And that's a fact. And I've got a track record of being accurate about that. So
it's a fact, but what fantasy land does this dude live in? Oh, it's a fact.
Here's what happened with Q. We were very successful exposing the child kidnapping ring Satanism angle of the Democratic Party. WikiLeaks was very, very successful at releasing real information.
Man, he must be sick.
Remember that in the run-up to the election 2016?
Hey, someone on the inside was giving out accurate information. That's
okay, I'm going to start over. Because the whole Q thing, we could talk for hours about this, so this may take me a while to go over. I've got a little bit of a bug in my throat here, sorry. You know, here's the thing about the Q deal. I lay out exactly what's going on and nobody cares. Every caller I talk to like you, and I'm mad at you. When I sit here and I'm telling you specific stuff, I say, did you hear what I just said? And you responded back with, I know somebody was giving out accurate information.
Look at that imagery they're using. They're using clips from the HBO propaganda piece, disinformation piece. Why is InfoWars using mainstream media imagery for their video?
I love you, Adam. Did you hear what I just said in the lead up to that? What did I say to you right before you responded back with, yeah, I know somebody was giving out that information?
Reading his caller.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I might have...
No. It's okay. It's okay. You understand that we lost the country because of Q?
Yes, sir.
And
we lost the country because of Q. This clown. Oh, my God. Get him some big shoes and red hair and a red nose.
I have to put up with the Q people all over the place. And I'm tired of it. So I'm not mad at you, but you hit a button here. And the damn Q people were the ones that manipulated some people to go into the damn Capitol and work with the feds.
What? The Q people manipulated folks to go into the Capitol and work with the feds. Wasn't Alex Jones telling people to get to the Capitol? Huh. He's basically insinuating that Q people are feds. Huh.
Q is the worst people on earth at the top. Q is the New World Order. Q is a psyop to lead us around by our noses. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you. I'm going to start over.
And this is the fourth time they showed, you know, Buffalo Boy here. It's a piece of work here. This is a piece of pure psyop propaganda work by InfoWars.
I know him. I know filmmakers. I know his family. He's not a bad guy. He's completely schizophrenic. They know he's schizophrenic, and they're sending him to jail for 4 years for doing nothing. That's how sick and how painful all of this is. And my frustration... Here's my frustration. I can give you the emails and the documents, and I've shown them on air probably 50 times, where Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and the rest of these criminals are openly creating COVID-19 and talking about releasing it, and no one cares, and no one listens, and no one knows about it. But if it's some magic made-up Puff the Magic Dragon Q thing, everybody knows about it and wants to talk about the minutia all day. So I'm going to start over. Don't hang up, Adam, when we come back.
That might be all I can take, honestly. There's like a minute of donate to me, donate to InfoWars, crypto. Let's see what else he has to say. Start it right
here. His frustration is, I know exactly what went on, every damn angle of it. It would take hours to explain, and people don't seem to care about real hardcore documents.
Alex Jones is omniscient.
And so, if you want to believe some nebulous thing, knock yourselves out. Some nebulous thing that led the country into destruction, and it lied to you at every turn. And I'm not talking to Adam, who I'll go back to in a moment. I'm talking to the nice people, a lot of good people. Like MTG and General Flynn, and myself to a certain extent, knew what was going on with the Q thing and knew that there was a tug of war going on over this anonymous thing. And so, well, let's just try to co-opt it away from the bad guys that are using it and use it for good. And that's what General Flynn tried to do, okay? That discussion is moving about. And I told Flynn he ought to just come out and say he's Q so he could shut up all the disinfo people and actually make Q good. And it would be real if Flynn let it.
Dude,
and I'm not going to get into off-the-record discussions, but...
Psycho babble.
Because Q is so nebulous, Flynn wouldn't do that. So I was working years ago trying to fix Q. And I'm going to explain this to you. So I'm going to stop right here. I inspired Q. Paul Joseph Watson did. InfoWars did. The election, WikiLeaks gave birth to Q. WikiLeaks is real. The pedophilia, the child kidnapping rings that are in the emails with John Podesta and all the rest of it and Tony Podesta, that's all real. So how do you counter something like that? Well, they come out with saying it's really in a pizza place in D.C., not at farmhouses in New York and Illinois and California. So they divert off onto the pizza place that did have a bunch of creepy, weird stuff and did have some of the people involved in the stuff going there. And so you kill a real story with a fake story that discredits it. And that's what happened there. And then a lot of patriots, some in the Trump administration and some in U.S. intelligence, saw that InfoWars got major heat for exposing the pedophile rings and Jeffrey Epstein, and they said, let's do it anonymously and put out intel from our people inside the White House when Trump first got elected, and let's really energize the grassroots and have like a secret propaganda arm that tells the truth but releases stuff too hot to handle to the public. And that was a consortium of people in the White House. They tried to do what InfoWars does, but not putting their name on it.
Do what InfoWars does.
Within a month, it got taken away on the 8chan and the 4chan boards by the other side. I came out and said, it's been compromised, it's bad, get away from it. Then a tug of war happened. Then big tech would let Q information be promoted and pushed to the top everywhere, knowing that would make people get involved with it and think it was real and popular while we were all being suppressed. Then what if I warned people about the Q movement being anonymous and dangerous? People would think, oh, he's opposition to Q and Trump. He's bad. And then I explained that they were going to provocateur people. I think they were part of secret missions for Trump to do all sorts of weird, violent things that happened in the U.S. But thank God none of it ever really got big until January 6th. And the majority of people that did go into the building of different organizations and groups and individuals had the Q propaganda background that there was going to be this big storm and this was the day of the takeover and it was all going to happen that day.
They were led
and manipulated by the deep state that by then had taken over. And if you want to understand how this works, look up what happened in Russia in the 1920s.
Operation Trust.
With movements that the Russian intelligence communist agency set up to try to find out who all the opposition was in the country, they created their own underground group, which its slogan was Trust the Plan. And they actually went out and led the opposition for several years and then tricked opposition into going to carry out violence, where they then caught them, imprisoned them, and executed them.
Couldn't that be what InfoWars has been? Is that some projection here? Is InfoWars the real Operation Trust-esque group? Is this some projection of him pointing the finger at others for being? I'm just saying.
And so these programs have been done before. It was called Operation Trust.
Yeah, look at the date on this article. February 17th, 2021. Like I said, at the beginning of 2021, there was this huge push by a lot of different actors, most of them connected to InfoWars. InfoWars is running articles on this. Mike Adams is running articles on this, which is interesting because now Mike Adams does a lot of work with like Q promoter Scott McKay. Grifty doesn't know shit about actually Q Scott McKay, but weird change in Mike Adams, right? And there were others as well. I think David Knight did this video. Few other affiliates close to InfoWars. Anyway, they were all running this big Operation Trust narrative, all of them talking about it. Around that time, January, February 2021. So, and they were all saying, oh yeah, Q is Operation Trust. It's repackaged. It's Bolshevik, PSYOP, controlled opposition, honeypot, et cetera, et cetera. Lame narratives.
100-year-old PSYOP repackages QAnon. That's an excellent article on it. QAnon bears striking resemblance to Bolshevik PSYOP from 1920s. That was Operation Trust. And so,
January 2021.
Operation Trust 2.0, everything the globalist does is Bolshevik in style, was carried out. It's been carried out, and now it's gotten so insane, overhead shot please, that in Dallas and in Vegas and in New York City and in LA and in Austin, they have meetings sometimes with thousands, usually hundreds, of people that show up with flags saying Trump JFK Jr. 2024, believing he's going to show up, and then they'll just pick some random insane person out of the crowd and say it's JFK Jr.
So again, in this video, InfoWars is using a video clip from a guy named Stephen Monticelli. Pretty sure Monticelli works for, I think, the Daily Beast or the Daily Dot. It's left-wing propaganda. So InfoWars, quite a bit in this video, they're using imagery and clips from left-wing, liberal, Democrat, random-funded news. What's InfoWars' angle here? Right? Left-wing bad. Except if we need to use their narratives, then left-wing good. Also, let's talk about the JFK Jr. thing they're going off on here now. Again, JFK Jr. being alive has nothing to do with Q. Multiple times in Q's posts, they reiterated that JFK Jr. is not alive and that there are actual clowns. There are controlled opposition shills who are inserting themselves into the Q movement as Q promoters, Q believers, and they run with these JFK Jr. is alive narratives. It's their PSYOP narratives meant to attack the movement. So then clowns like this, Alex Jones, can clown on Rose, can attack the whole movement with these JFK Jr. narratives and attach it to Q, falsely attach it to Q. It's typecasting. So yeah, the whole negative 48, he's one of the ones in Dallas there trying to lead that JFK Jr. is alive group. Negative 48 looks like an absolute clown. So basically we have clowns infiltrating the Q movement and then clowns like Alex Jones using the Q infiltrating clowns for it's like layered. You see how they layer with their assets? Then they layer the propaganda with each other. Spider-Man meme. Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man here.
People that show up with flags saying Trump JFK Jr. 2024, believing he's going to show up, and then they'll just pick some random insane person out of the crowd and say, it's JFK Jr. For TV viewers, I'm showing you the image of what's probably 500 to 1,000 people in Dealey Plaza, downtown Dallas, waiting for JFK Jr. to arrive. Yep, and that is all the psyopers literally testing the mind control they've got over these people. And when these people admit they're wrong, they'll be free of this, but they can't admit they're wrong because they're under Stockholm Syndrome. Like, and those very people think I'm bad because I told them January 20th, Biden will be sworn in. After January 6th, the big push was from the Q people was, oh my gosh, Trump is going to be put in that day. Biden will be arrested.
Q people did not say that. I didn't say that. Tons of other people, big, prominent Q promoters, did not say that. You know who did say that? The team I often discuss, who I think are controlled opposition, like a controlled opposition network infiltrating the Q movement to promote dumb stuff like JFK Jr.'s live. Or remember all the date fagging that was going on? I think Wano Savin was one of them saying, oh yeah, March 4th, April, May, October, Charles Ward, Simon Parks, and that network. I think, you know, Scott McKay, speaking of which, Michael Jaco, and then they were doing a lot of date predicting. Oh, January 20th, March 4th. You know, that March 4th date was a big one promoted by all them. So, again, this network, this team, the reason why I often talk about it is because they are inserted into this movement to then give credibility to attacks like this. It's how they layer their attacks, layer their psyops. And it's not okay. They're just manipulating the shit. They have ulterior motives. They have nefarious agendas. So, man, you see it all, how it's going down, how their propaganda works. It's obvious.
And I said, stay away from DC. Don't be part of any violence. Watch your back.
You were there.
It's not the time
to
demonstrate. This is the insanity. And so that's why I have a visceral response. I'm triggered like a leftist when I hear this or I see this, because
like
anything historically is hidden and esoteric and wearing a mask. You're just supposed to trust as we all go, as one go, we all go and trust the plan. When you hear that, you shouldn't walk. You should run away from it. I'm going to come back, Adam, and finish up with you. Thank you so much. I apologize by blowing up nothing to do with you. So I'm actually glad that Adam called in and asked who and what is Q. And the answer is the same thing as Anonymous. People done good things, hackers, white hat activity, calling themselves Anonymous and wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. A lot of bad stuff's been done in Sting. And so anything that is hidden and esoteric is a lot of fun for some people, but it's very, very dangerous and not good.
Same words.
And that's basically where we are on that issue. And I'm pretty much done talking about it. It's been crawling out from under its rock again. And people need to understand that it is simply going to try to lead the Liberty Movement astray.
He's trying to act like there's, oh, Q movement's crawling out from under its rock again, like it's under a rock. We've got, like, by we, I mean, you know, a few dozen of us Q believers, Q reporters. How many followers do we have on Telegram? Like hundreds of thousands combined, if not a few million combined. I mean, that's likely why InfoWars is still getting activated to attack it, is because it is a large movement that does damage, so... The assets got to get rolled out. All assets activated.
Trump up there saying what he believed in, and he was the president. You have Tucker Carlson, you have Alex Jones, you have yourself, you have countless others who have long histories. You know who they are. You know what they have to say and what they're doing. And then you've got groups that tell you everything's wonderful and everything's about to be fixed and everything's fine. Now I'll tell you, worldwide, the pendulum has been swinging back against globalism and tyranny for a while. That's why you're seeing the lockdowns and the surveillance and the wars and all the inflation, is they're trying to distract us and get us back in our cages. So there is a lot of good things happening. That's because you've been spreading the word and you've been waking up and you've been waking other people up. Not some magical intelligence agency or group.
He's like grooming his audience to believe certain things about InfoWars and Alex Jones and what we've been doing and what's going on. It's some NLP. It's some neuro-linguistic programming going on in these Alex Jones shows.
And for me, it's not about name dropping. And most of these meetings have been off record.
It's not about name dropping.
I haven't just met with people like General Flynn many times. I met with other former intelligence agency heads. I've met with well-known, very famous billionaires.
It's not about name dropping. Proceeds to name drop.
And at these meetings, they're not trying to flatter me. They're spending most of their time asking what I believe. And it isn't about, oh, Alex Jones knows it all. When they have meetings with smart people, they want to hear from them. And I want to hear from them. And our knowledge base is about on par with each other. It's about equal. And so we've got the best thinking with the facts on what's going on. And it's completely transparent. I have a stack of new studies, one out of Israel, one out of the UK, with the same number, a spike in emergency room heart problems among fully vaccinated young adults, 25% increase. I mean, that's real numbers, real studies, real things you can sink your teeth into and check. But the corporate media almost never gives you any documentation. They just say Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Or they just say Alex Jones ran January 6th. Or they just say this stuff with no proof.
He's just kind of
and you shouldn't walk.
Now.
You should run from people like that. I want to get to all your calls. I apologize. I spent 20 minutes on this, but it's an important topic, a painful topic. Got a lot of people hurt on January 6th. A lot of innocent folks are in jail because they thought that they were part of a secret plan working with Trump. And it wasn't Trump. It was the deep state manipulating Trump supporters
so wrong.
So they could demonize all of us together. And their plan basically fizzled as a dud, but still caused damage.
Again, NPR, using NPR propaganda, left-wing propaganda. This story I've covered before, the California father who pretty much went crazy, killed his two kids. They're trying to say he was a conspiracy theorist, believed in Q. This guy, honestly, he might have been a victim of mind control. He might have been a targeted individual. But anyway, why does InfoWars, why does Alex Jones keep using left-wing propaganda to make their case? It's not a good look.
For all those, including the police officer that died of a heart attack later, and others, particularly Ashley Babbitt and others that died. Okay, Adam in Oklahoma, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. That was a very powerful answer, and God bless you, Alex. What you wrapped up there is the reason why I called and asked, because just so many people took the bait for this, and it troubles me. And there's so many real things happening.
This caller sounds planned and coordinated. This does not sound like an organic caller.
That was the intent of my call, and I sure appreciate the answer
you
gave. Oh,
listen, I had nothing to do with you. It was a great question. I'll just be honest with you. I'm very angry about January 6th, and I'm very angry how they stole the election, and I'm very angry how people bought into Q. I'm not angry with them. It just enrages me. So
he's taking too much male vitality from InfoWars. There's a lot of testosterone flowing through his body.
Sorry that some of that rage sounded like it was directed at you.
And I know it's been a long conversation, but I would, if you'd let me say a prayer for you, I'd sure appreciate
Please
that.
Please do.
Okay, let's stop it there. Alex is right. It is a very important conversation to have, but it's a very important conversation to get down into the layers and see how they're infiltrating the movement and then how they use, like, the network, the team, the clowns around Charles Ward, Simon Parks, Michael Jaco, and there's, like, honestly, probably a couple dozen of them, maybe 20 to 30 folks in that network, in that group, Negative 48, that group in Dallas, another one. You can thank Scott McKay and Charles Ward and them for giving Negative 48 a platform and getting a lot of people hearing about him. And going to Dallas, Juan O'Savin, etc. Just look how they came out of nowhere. They infiltrated the movement. They started saying a lot of dumb stuff like the dates. Trump's coming back January 20th, March 4th, April, May, June. The JFK Jr. thing, the flat earth, the Nazara quantum financial system bullshit, the med beds, just all of that, right? Oh, this person's in Gitmo. This person's a clone. Joe Biden's being played by Jim Carrey. Thank those folks I just named, and a few others as well. Then, you know, they all hang out in their little echo chamber, do interviews with each other, and they're big circle jerk. Thank them for that, making this whole movement look stupid. So then, people like Alex Jones and also left-wing media, like HBO and their propaganda doc and others, then they can attack the movement and say, oh, those JFK Jr. are alive Q crazies. No, those flat earth are Q crazies. Oh, look at them all. They're believing all these people are in Gitmo already and are clones and, oh. So you see how they use assets upon assets. They infiltrate the movement with some of them. Then they activate others like Alex Jones to attack the whole movement with the propaganda that's infiltrated into it by these folks over here. So, yeah, guys, I catch a lot of heat for talking about this stuff. But you can see how it affects all of us and how a lot of people are getting manipulated by these sorts of psyops, and it's marginalizing all of us too. It's a problem, and I'm gonna keep talking about it. That's why I started my clickbait expose channel, and a lot of people hate me for talking about it, and they don't get it. That's what I find. A lot of newbies, they've only been researching this stuff like a year or two, and they say, oh, Jordan, but I like this person. Why are you talking about it? Oh, Jordan, but I like this person. I think they're a patriot. Why are you talking about him? Like, research, okay? Experience stuff. Hang out in this movement for more than like 6 months or 12 months. You have to really search deep, do your due diligence, discern, and don't get caught up by these folks' virtue signaling. Don't get caught up by their manipulation, their mind games they play on you and your emotions, really. They come after your emotions. And you got to understand, everybody who walks and talks like a patriot doesn't mean they're a patriot. Don't be gullible. Don't be freaking gullible. Don't be naive, okay? And it's not about who you like. You got to understand how easy it is for people to play and act when the camera's on, when they're filming, live streaming, and then you don't really know what their ulterior motive is. You don't really even know who they are. You just think you know who they are because you watch their videos, but you don't know shit about them. They could have all kinds of nefarious motives. Really, a lot of these folks just want money and fame. Money and fame, okay? Don't underestimate the power of money and fame to make people do or say dumb shit. So don't be gullible. Don't think everybody out there is a patriot just because, oh my God, they put Q in their profile photo, or they did a video talking about Trump actually winning the election. Oh, they must be a patriot. So that's it, guys. I started ranting there, going off on my Alex Jones tirade. We're about 35 minutes in, so I think that's enough. Deconstructed Alex Jones, definitely not exposing the true history about Q. InfoWars still being an asset. Still being an asset, clearly. InfoWars and the people who affiliate with InfoWars. Now, if people like General Flynn or, look, we got Dinesh D'Souza doing an interview on the InfoWars platform, that's all right. They're gonna use platforms as assets to get their messages out. That's not a knock on them at all. But I think when you look at how InfoWars has been ran for especially the last few years, but even going back 5, 10, 15, there's a lot of very pertinent questions that arise when you take a good hard look at them. And I know a lot of people out there are going to be saying, oh, but Alex Jones has been talking about these things for years. And oh, he's a patriot. He's exposing all this stuff. Again, don't be gullible. Get your emotions out of the picture. InfoWars, in my opinion, is a well-oiled disinformation machine, controlled opposition machine. Sure, yeah, Alex Jones will say some true stuff now and again, but that's how the controlled ops work. They have to say some true stuff now and again to give themselves, like, some credibility. Granted, it's a false sense of credibility in the minds of their fanboys and fangirls, but the controlled opposition has to say some true stuff now and again to garner an audience. And then they take that audience that is emotionally caught up with them because they think they're so credible, think they're always telling the truth, and then they just mind screw them with videos like this. So thanks for watching, guys. That's my breakdown. Appreciate your view here, and I appreciate your support as well, helping me to expose these clown ops trying to infiltrate the Q movement and also infiltrate MAGA as well, and separate the MAGA movement. Really, they're just owned. They're owned by handlers, and maybe they're paid, maybe they're blackmailed. It's unfortunate what's going on, but yeah, too many people out there, too many influencers in the truth movement valuing money and fame over actual truth and principle and just doing good work and being honest. They clearly are not honest or transparent. So I try to be as honest and transparent with you guys as I can, as authentic as I can. So you know what you're getting. I call a spade a spade. I'm not bullshitting you, and I appreciate your support for doing that. That's all for this one, guys. I will see you in the next video. Live stream tomorrow. Today's Wednesday, May 18th. Live stream tomorrow, May 19th. And more videos coming. You can find me on Locals and Subscribestar. And there's other ways to support the show that you can find in the description below this video as well. That's all for this one, folks. See you next time.